Let's show you the seven ways to burn more fat while you are sleeping. There's nothing worse than poor sleep to stop you from burning fat. I had this patient who came in long ago who lifted over 3 million pounds in the gym over a course of a year. She was hardcore dedicated, and she lost, I think, 1 or 2 pounds. Very depressed. The problem that she had was she wasn't sleeping that great. I fixed her sleep with what I'm going to show you now. And the first month, she lost 16 pounds. So let's start with number 7 and work backwards. Then I'll eventually get to the most important thing you need to do out of all of these tips. Okay, number 7, you want to let your appetite dictate what fasting pattern that you should be on. And then because you don't have an appetite, it allows you to go longer. And you just really want to pay attention, be in tune with your appetite. So if you're not hungry, just don't eat. All right. Number 6, reduce the excess fat, extra butter and the MCT oil in the coffee, or you're adding more fat. Don't do that. What we want to do is we want to force our bodies to burn our own body fat and not the dietary fat. I don't want you to go low fat, but I don't want you to add additional fat that is excess to the normal fat that comes with your protein, your meat, things like that. Number 5, make sure your carbs aren't too high. I think an easy way to do it without having to count carbs is just to eat meat and vegetables. Most vegetables, especially salads, they don't have a lot of carbs. They have a lot of fiber. You're not going to ever gain weight on salad. I'm sorry. If anyone ever says that, they don't know what you're talking about. Some people might have a thyroid issue and they have a hard time converting T4 to T3. T3 is like the active form of the thyroid hormone. This happens in some people, especially when they go low carb for a longer period of time. What they should do to solve this is not to start adding a lot of sugar and stuff like that, but just add more berries. That would be something that could potentially help your sleep because it helps the thyroid. And if you're getting bloating, you're not on the right eating plan. Start eliminating things. The nuts. Maybe you eliminate the cheese, that type of thing, or dairy. And some people that have inflammation in their gut do very well in the carnivore diet, which is also a diet that eliminates a lot of potential things that bloat you. Now let's go to 4. Overall sleep hygiene. Making sure that you invest in a good mattress. I'm telling you, I mean, you spend 1/3 of your life in bed. Might as well invest in a good mattress. The best way to get a mattress is to go to a mattress store and start testing things out, because some people do better on the softer. Some people do better on the firmer. Make sure the room is not too hot. If you can crack the window open and get more fresh air, that would be great. If you have a dog in your bed that keeps you up, you're going to have to put the dog somewhere else, because, I mean, just the excess noise and the movement in bed. And unfortunately, if you're sleeping with someone that snores, it just throws everything off. Growing up, I slept in the basement, okay? It was cool, dark, and boy, that was great, because I could just bundle up and go to sleep, and it was the best sleep environment. Nowadays, there's just lights on. We have the computer, the LED lights, the blue lights. It's very, very bad for sleep, so you really want to start dimming the lights early on. The more light you have, especially blue light, that's going to interrupt the melatonin, so that's going to prevent you from going to sleep. Now we're at number 3. These are sleep aids, okay? Apple cider vinegar through the day, like maybe once or twice or 3 times in some water, like a tablespoon. That'll help your blood sugar. It will help you sleep. So that's one thing. Number 2, collagen is a good supplement to take. 1/3 of it is glycine. Glycine is usually deficient in most people. Glycine is needed to sleep. Another remedy is niacinamide. Take a little bit, maybe 100 to 150 milligrams at a time. Vitamin D is also very important for sleep cycles. Sometimes I'll take vitamin D right before bed. It really helps, especially jet lag. And lastly, sea salt. All right, number 2, do a full workout where your whole body gets not just tired, but you sweat, okay? So you want to push yourself to the intensity that, if you're doing weights, it's to a failure, okay? So we don't want to just do a little exercise, maybe in the beginning, but you want to graduate to something more intense. Let's say you're sprinting up a hill and you hit a wall. That would be good. You know, do several of those, because we want to do enough exercise to deplete the energy in your body and also stimulate growth hormone. Growth hormone is activated by the intensity of exercise. So we want that workout, but not very frequently. Those people who had the hardest time losing weight were the most desperate and serious about it. And that alone, that mindset, that emotion stresses people out and it adds more cortisol. So I highly recommend you go about this in a relaxed manner as much as possible and relaxed and don't worry about it so much. Self-induced stress can activate cortisol. Don't expect things just to bounce back right off the bat. You have to have what's called in medicine, patience. This is why we put you in a waiting room, right? And also when you're starting out weight loss, especially if you're postmenopausal, you don't just have a weight loss problem. You have also a loss of muscle problem that's called atrophy. And in the process of healing, sleeping, you're going to rebuild muscle. All right, number one, the most important tip, okay? You want to go to bed between 9 and 9:30, okay? And you want to sleep for 9 hours. Now, before you think I'm crazy, let me tell you why. Think about what's going to happen. You're going to get a lot more repair of proteins, muscle, and your metabolism is a function of how much lean muscle mass you have. You think you're like wasting the day away, but you're actually doing a lot of productive work with your body. It's part of the healing phase. So get that 9 hours of sleep, be in bed by 9, 9:30. And if you can't sleep that long, maybe you take a nap or you get up and you go back to sleep. But the point is that the more sleep, especially in the beginning, the better, the more weight loss. Why? Because you burn all the fat while you're sleeping. So might as well ride the wave. So since we're on this topic of sleep, I think it's really important to know a little bit more about this hormone cortisol that can prevent you from going to sleep. And I have this wonderful download on my website that you can download all the things that help you reduce cortisol in one document. So click the link down below. And go to the document and download it and start to study it.